A big budget wedding with limos, large reception halls, and high catering bills can put a lot of stress on the bride and groom. It might get at least one of the betrothed some scream time on the cable TV show Bridezillas.
All right, guys, I need my bridesmaids, Jackie, Amy, Kelly, Andrea, Harley, and Deb.
But other couples are aiming for a more low-key, we love each other and we love the planet approach to their happy day. Some wedding planners are paying attention.
Again, it only holds about 100 people, so you have to cut your wedding list down, which is actually a good thing for Green as well, because then you're not producing as much, you know, transportation costs.
That's Tanya Van Kirk of the company Point Zero Events. She not only had a Green wedding herself, but now advises couples on their way to the altar on how they can be more energy and environmentally conscious. She says the Green wedding movement is small but growing.
I've had a couple of requests from brides. It's definitely a topic that's coming up more often. And I just choose to pursue that option myself. So I'm going to encourage as many brides and event people as I can to take part in that.
Van Kirk says a green wedding may be the right thing for environmentally aware couples in a tight economy. She says besides maybe choosing smaller venues, they might go electricity free and use natural light. Other recommendations are to register for gifts at an eco-conscious store or website, buy locally made wedding supplies, and consider using caterers that offer organic food.
Use local eggs, organic butter.
At a recent bridal fair, Lisa Malmorowski of Outpost Natural Foods hawked her store's version of green catering. She contends it's not necessarily more expensive than a regular caterer.
We can really customize things to people's budgets. So if someone wants a very simple wedding, which is also sort of fits into the whole green theme, we can do that very simply. And we're really willing to work with people if they want to use things like their own dishes or make some of the food themselves, and we'll supplement it.
Some women with weddings scheduled for next year say they're hoping to be as green as possible. Katie Spalding says one of her first steps may be her choice of wedding invitations.
I like the idea of the recycled paper, doing invitations like that, and I know that's a huge trend that's happening right now, and, you know, I mean, I would consider doing that as well.
Wedding planners warn it can be more difficult to convince the groom to go along with a green wedding, but bride-to-be Casey Kircher isn't having that problem with her fiancé, Chris Vertig. He seems ready to say, I do want green.
It sounds fantastic. I'm just the groom.
I think that's his catchphrase, sounds fantastic, like anything I am.
Well, that might be a good start toward their life together, and that green wedding might turn into a green partnership. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kernbach.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful